weeknights on 100 to 102 Today FM.
I want to be with you in the night time.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to the Wednesday Wing Ding. It is a very, very busy Wing Ding for you, my children, this evening. It has to be said, it often is, but tonight that is particularly apt a description, I have to say. Thanks, first of all, to Fergal Darcy back on your radio, as he said, from Dundrum tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock on Today FM. Now, on this show tonight, as I have already alluded to which I have already alluded, let's keep it grammatically correct, Tony Clayton Lee's in, he's a stickler for that sort of thing. He will be here to talk about the Choice Music Prize. Yes, it's that time again. The list came out today. I was on with Paul earlier on, going through it kind of quickly, fairly speedily. I'm going to have a slightly more in-depth, leisurely look at the list and a chat about this year's shortlist in general, the Choice Music Prize, as well, with Tony Clayton Lee, the chairman of the jury, as it were. He'll be presiding over the judgment process on the evening when it all happens. Of course, the whole thing going out live from Vicar Street on this very station, as it also always does. And we're going to take a look at the shortlist this evening. That's coming up very, very soon. Also, Elvi in session and conversation, three tracks live and exclusive from them, recorded during their recent triumphant visit to Dublin, culminating in that gig in Vicar Street. Earlier that day, they came in for a quick session with us and a quick chat as well. We also have our Joanna Newsom and August Wells competition. So lots to get through between now and midnight. Starting off with an album that I find difficult to believe, difficult but not impossible, that it's 30 years old. Oh, 53102, by the way, live at todayfm.com, at P. McClune on Twitter.
And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. Oh, you're not involved at all.
Today I found with Paul McClune, Arctic Monkeys from 2006 or 2006, whichever you prefer. And yeah, the debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. And one of the singles, one of several singles from it, When the Sun Goes Down, replete with expletives. Sorry if that caught you unawares and you're one of the outrage brigade. I'm sure I'll be hearing from you in due course. Before that, Beck from Odelay, and the track that I mentioned last night, sampling Them's cover version of Bob Dylan's That's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, Jackass from Odelay. From 96, and before that from 86, 10, 20, 30 years in turn, and I hardly believe that Public Image Limited's album has just, or is just about to turn 30, but it is. Rise always sounds great at the beginning of the show. Delighted to say I'm joined by Tony Clayton Lee.
Hi Paul, how are you?
I'm great, well we're both kind of, we're both ailing.
But we're kind of suffering, but we'll soldier on, shall
we're
we?
We're so brave.
We are.
You're here to talk about the Choice Music Prize, of course, and once again, you have delegated. Has somebody got something on you? Is there some reason you keep doing this? You keep subjecting yourself to this.
It's
ordeal.
It's glory, Paul. clearly, like yourself presenting it every year. It's the prestige and the glory.
True, but I don't have to see. Do you know what it is? By the way, I probably didn't explain that very well. Tony is once again chairperson in the jury room where the decision, the all important decision of the album of the year, will be made. Tony, who doesn't have a vote, by the way. Let's just establish that right at the top. But you do have to preside over all the various arguing and whittling down,
yeah,
and horse trading, as it's often characterised. Although I always think that's a little unfair.
Horse trading's a bit too common for me. I prefer the more kind of knightly cut, thrust and parry and rapier wit even.
By the way, also on the show tonight, we will be squeezing it in around our Choice Music Prize analysis. We have three tracks live and exclusive from Elvi, but a chat with the lads as well. We also have our Joanna Newsom and Autumn Wells, August Wells rather, competitions, if we can manage to fit it all in between now and midnight. We'll go to a break, back with our first two artists. That's Girlband and Ham Sandwich, and more chat from Tony Clayton Lee.
Paul McClune on 100 to 102 Today FM.
Bananas and the thought of better job. Legged it around the gaff and took my top off. I love crap with my top.
Today FM with Paul McLoone. That is Ham Sandwich and Apollo from Stories from the Surface. Third album, first nomination for shortlist place in the Choice Music Prize. Before that, girl band debut album Holding Hands with Jamie from Them, of course, much written and much talked about band on the Rough Trade label.
Paul McLoone on 100 to 102 Today FM.
Today FM with Paul McLoone. Delighted to say the first session of this new year that people are already calling 2016 comes from Elvi, and I'm joined by Matt and Brent in celebration of that fact. Actually, fresh from your gig last night in Dublin, he said immediately, giving the game away, that this was recorded some time ago. But anyway, good gig. I was there. I was managed to actually get the show for once. Do you have fun?
Well, it was so fun. Yeah, it was the last show of the whole tour and the last show for a long time, I think. So it was. We were. I was in a special state. How about you, Brent?
Yeah, it was tremendous. I mean, Dublin's one of my favorite cities, so it was awesome to be back and to play in such... That might be one of my favorite venues, too. I've never played in Vicker Street before, but I loved it.
It is a fantastic venue. It's one of those places that just has its own kind of atmosphere. It's one of the great kind of rooms to play in. Bands always remark. I mean, I've heard so many bands say that they love playing there. And it was a great gig. Although, you could have... I think it's fair to say, you probably could have filled it three times over. Have you been surprised, shocked, amazed, startled by the kind of... how rapidly... Because that was originally booked for a much smaller venue than it had to go to Vicker Street, and you probably could have done two or three nights there.
Well, when we decided to do the tour, we wanted to play in small spots, you know, and it didn't, like, we wanted the shows to be packed and hot and we wanted to be close to everybody. Cool. So that was the whole idea. Yeah, we were surprised at how fast, like, so many of the shows sold out and everything, but we upgraded a little. This is the only place we upgraded. No, we didn't upgrade anywhere else. Cool. But I think it's just... We were told that Vicker Street was also a wonderful place. I love Whelan's. But yeah, I'm glad we went to that place, but not too big.
Yeah, it's great. I noticed that you're quite Vicker Street's got a fairly substantial stage. You're actually all very close together on stage. Is that just the way you set up deliberately?
I feel like we're more connected and we play better when we can see each other and like really play off each other. So I think I'm always disappointed when a band plays and they're scattered too far about and they just feel disconnected from each other. So that was kind of by design. I wanted us to really feed off each other's energy more.
Yeah, because my own band, I'm a band myself, The Undertones, and we no matter what, even if it's a festival or whatever, we just all crowd into the middle because we don't like being too far away from each other. You know,
yeah.
Because I think you're right. I think it's a kind of a kinetic thing that just happens. It was a great sound last night. Great set, but by definition, probably and inevitably, quite a short set. Is that going to change in the future? Are there already plans for another record?
There are not official. There are no plans, but there are songs that have been happening. So there's yeah, so I'm certain that unless we Brent and I have a falling out after this interview, then that I think there will be a new Elvi record. It's hard to say when, but I'd be shocked if there wasn't. Yeah,
sure. Well, we'll talk about the others because you obviously do have other things going on musically in your life, so we'll talk about them in just a second. But first, would you mind introducing the first song that we're going to hear this evening?
This is called Return to the Moon. It's the title track.
Yeah, the first single. Great track. This is Elvi on Today FM. More chat in a while.
The Paul McLoone Sessions on Today FM.
All right, this first one is the title track called Return to the Moon. The actual long title is Return to the Moon, political song for Dee Dee Bloom to sing with Crescendo. But we are legally allowing everyone just to refer to it as Return to the Moon.
A ticket with the leg of a cricket, then I got triple Jesus. Cashed it in for a Siamese twin at the family firing range. Went to bed and woke up inside another man's head. Nobody noticed.
Well, I've been telling you for weeks it's a good one. There you go. That's the first of three, live and exclusive from Elvi in session, recorded a few weeks ago during their visit. My thanks to them for coming in. My thanks to them for taking the time to have the chat with me, as well as doing a session on what was already a fairly time-pressured and a little hungover day for the lads. So thanks to Matt and Brent and the band for coming in and taking the time to do that. Thanks, as always, to the great Gavin Blake. Sterling job on sound. Tony Clayton Lee, chairman of the Choice Music Prize judging panel, is with me this evening. We're taking a look at the list. Tony, thanks once again. We have come now in alphabetical order to Mr. Gavin James. So it just gives you an idea of the sort of diversity on this list so far, from Garaband, what was he said, Visceral Dissonant, brilliance from Garaband, Ham Sandwich doing what they do, of course very familiar to listeners to this show, and now Gavin James, bang, slap in the mainstream, and he's on the list as well. This is him with Bitter Pill. We're going to have a track from Jape as well. Will Jape make it 3 out of 3? We shall see. Anyway, music from both and a quick chat with Tony on the way.
FM.
You're very welcome back to the show. 53102 is the number for your texts, and live at todayfm.com, the address for the emails for our competitions, both of which will be happening. I don't know if I'll get both in this hour. That is my intention as I speak to you at 10:06, but that may change. But we will get through them before the night is out. Joanna Newsom in the Olympia, August Wells, their gig, which I don't have the gigs in front of me. Anyway, they're doing a little Irish tour. We've got tickets for a different one of the shows every night this week. Tell you more about that when we get to playing their fantastic new single as well, which Tony Clayton Lee hasn't heard yet, so I'm looking forward to letting him hear it. He's joined me to take a look at the shortlist for this year's Choice Music Prize. It's happening in Vicar Street on March 3rd. 10 acts on that shortlist. We've had a look at 4 so far, looking at the remaining acts between now and the end of the show. Tickets on sale for the event, by the way, presented in association, as always, in association with Imro and Irma. £25.50, including booking fee for the event, which occurs in Vicar Street on Thursday, March 3rd. I think, given the nature of the shortlist this year, we're in with a fairly reasonably good chance of a very, very strong live presence from most. And whisper it, you never know. Even, fingers crossed, maybe even all of the artists on the shortlist, but certainly a great number of them, so well worth getting yourself along to that. Vicar Street, March 3rd is the date, with my good self mumbling incoherently in between the acts and finding out who has won the all-important Choice Music Prize in this, its 11th year. More from Tony Clayton Lee a bit later on, as we continue to look at the acts and artists on the shortlist. Also more from Elvi in conversation and in session. This album is getting the anniversary reissue treatment again. I'm actually holding an anniversary reissue copy of it, but they're putting it out again with, I suspect, even more extra bits and pieces on it. But a fine album it is. Everything Must Go from Manic Street Preachers, and from it, my favourite song on the album. It used to close out the original edition of the album. This is the brilliant No Surface, All Feeling. The Sisters of Mercy, definite article, very important on Today FM. Lucretia, My Reflection. Before that, Associates, one of the finest singles of the 1980s, in my humble opinion, and that is, as I have the microphone, the only one which counts at this moment in time. Associates, Party Fears 2 from Sulk. First of those three, Manic Street Preachers, look out for that reissue of Everything Must Go. And the track you heard was No Surface, All Feeling. Tony Clayton Lee joins me. Tony, welcome once again.
Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, and thanks for staying with me. We're doing it a wee bit different tonight. We're a wee bit more interspersed throughout the show because we've got lots of other bits and pieces. It's a Wednesday night. We obviously have never done this on a Wednesday night before, but we do have to get through the session from Elvi, so more to come from them. Also, our two competitions, Joanna Newsom and the brilliant August Wells. Looking forward to letting you hear that new August Wells track, because we're just talking off mic about that band, and they're just horsing the stuff out now. Apparently another album in the works as well, so incredible work rate, incredible pace.
The Paul McLoon Sessions on Today FM.
And this is this one's called Need a Friend. It's about somebody standing you up at a club and then you throw a tantrum. Here we go.
Meet me somewhere near the back.
Wow. Brilliant. Brilliant session from Elvi. I did warn you it was a good one, and I hope you agree that it is. Second of three from them, and my thanks to them for coming in, having the chat, having the crack, as it turned out, and more importantly, playing the songs with the band, of course, as well. Brent and Matt from Elvi. My thanks to them once again. My thanks, as always, to Gavin Blake on sound. A tremendous, wonderful sound that he's got happening on that session. One final track, and you don't want to miss it. The only performance anywhere for radio that they did of I'm the Man to Be, because of, if you're familiar with the song, you may know there's a certain mature lyrical content involved in it. So we'll have that in the third hour, just giving you the heads up if you're of a sensitive disposition and you don't like any sort of funny ideas like, I don't know, attaching your bits to kites, because basically that does go on in the lyrics. So that is coming up in the third hour. And I actually, oh, there's the ever-present Pink Floyd helicopter. See Emily Play from Pink Floyd, and that's in honour of Syd Barrett, whose birthday it would have been today, or whose birthday it is today, sadly no longer with us. Truly unique artist, wasn't he? August Wells fans, stand by your beds. You're probably sort of circling the runway bedwise at the minute. Sorry this is so late, but we will be sending one of you and a friend along to Collins of Cork. Question on the way after. This is the brand new single, and it's great. Presley and American Trilogy, that is it. Thanks very much for listening this evening. Thanks to all my guests, Elvi and Tony Clayton Lee.